Now, Valentine's is centered more around the ladies, but we do have a gift idea for the man.
All right.
Finally.
Tired of pretending everything downstairs is aging with dignity? Consider scrotal dermal rejuvenation.
My balls have never looked so smooth and tight.
Scrotal dermal rejuvenation is the breakthrough aesthetic procedure for men who want to look young and refuse to let their sack turn into a wrinkled lunch bag.
My balls were buffed out in just 40 minutes.
Our specialists use advanced dermal tightening technology to restore firmness and give your legacy equipment the showroom finish it's never had.
Mine are so tight and shiny, I can see my own reflection.
Oh.
Scrotal dermal rejuvenation, because dignity doesn't look like a large turkey waddle.
So it's an idea of scrotal dermal rejuvenation.
It sounds a little like the stretching part sounds a little painful.
That would be painful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, women have to get their downstairs area rejuvenated.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Why? Because it falls apart.
Yes, Jason. It just disintegrates.
No, I mean like droops or whatever.
Droops.
I don't know.
She got that droopy droop.
I don't want Katie to explain it. I want you to explain it.
Yeah, actually, I want
that's
to
what I'm asking.
It to
I want you to walk us through exactly what you think is going on. I think that's going to be fun.
Yes.
I think the outer, I don't know any vaginal words.
Yeah.
At all.
Clearly.
That's going to make it so much better.
Yes. Continue.
Yeah.
You have vagina dysmorum.
I don't know any of the words. Oh, I know the C word. That's it. The C-L-I.
Oh, my. Okay.
Oh, I know.
That's
all
I know. That one.
You don't know where to find it, but you've heard of it.
I don't know any of the other ones.
He's like, that ancient myth.
It's like a Yeti.
It's like the G-spot. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I don't, actually, if I looked at one, I couldn't name, and I can't tell what's different parts of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that it droops. It droops, or maybe, does it have something to do with peeing?
When you have kids, right? That's usually the problem.
Okay. So, we're talking about several different things here. Vaginal rejuvenation, and you brought this up, so I'm using whatever
terms
I want.
If you have kids in the car, you might want to turn it down.
You brought this up, so I'm going to use the correct terminology, okay? You can have a labiaplasty, which can change the look on the outer part, if you'd like.
Why would you change it? Is it because it's changed?
Maybe because some women aren't happy with the way that it looks. I mean, I think gravity could probably definitely play a toll. Or, you know, or play a part in that. I think also just the way your body is made. Everybody's body is different.
Right.
Everybody's parts look different.
Mm-hmm.
Because shocker, Jason, they don't all look like those porns you watch.
I know that's. Goodness.
I know
you're
that's
positioning
crazy.
Me.
I'm not
as
positioning
well.
You anyway. You brought this up.
I no, you're positioning me that I watch porn all the time, which I don't.
Am I wrong?
I mean, you've mentioned it.
Yeah.
You know. I've mentioned it before, but you have watched them too, Katie.
Okay.
Nobody said all the time.
No, nobody
sometimes.
Said
you said
all
that
the
you've watched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So that
the only person that said all the time was you.
So it's better probably to move on.
Are you ready to move on?
Sure.
And then the other time, is like also you can go and have, like I'm doing MCELA right now because I have a problem with peeing in my pants when I play sports.
Right.
Or like
or
the
laughing.
Other day, when the first time we had ice, I kind of like slipped on it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And that sudden move would have normally made me pee right in my pants.
Right.
But
you
can go, I'm doing the MCELA at Hodges Wellness, and you sit, they use electromagnetic waves to do Kegels. You know how, because men and women can do Kegels, by the way.
Mm.
Men have pelvic floors as well. And from childbirth, my pelvic floor is not in shape
at
all.
Can you
or
explain
strong.
What a Kegel is and also a pelvic floor? Because when you say that, I think a floor of the vajayjay.
Nope. Well, no, because you have one too. So your pelvic floor is in between your, it's like your grundle. It's where your grundle is.
What's
you
a know, grundle?
Your taint.
Your taint.
Oh, yeah,
taint
I know what
is.
That is.
Okay, so I want you to imagine, this is how I do it for me, for women. You're going number one.
Okay.
Okay, you go and then stop. You're not really supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
But that is a Kegel. I'm assuming it's
the same
for men.
Oh, so I can do it right now.
You can do it. I'm doing it right now.
I thought that was not healthy to stop.
When you're actually going. You're not really.
Okay.
But if you need to know what that feels like, then you can do it while you're actually going.
I mean, I've done it so much. I have like a six-pack of my perineum.
See?
It's pretty impressive.
I don't like that.
You want to see it?
I knew that if I said perineum, he'd be like, what? Or if I just said taint.
My taint got a six-pack.
I don't like that. I don't like even trying it. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whether you like it or not, that's how you
that's
do
how you
the
do
Kegel.
It.
Yeah. Right. And men and women both have the pelvic floor, and I know for a fact through childbirth, through mine is like non-existent. Now, exercise can help. I went to rehab. You can do things, but the MCELA, I go, they use electromagnetic waves, and then that helps tighten. 28 minutes is like the equivalent of doing 11,000 Kegels, which I don't think I've ever done in my whole entire life.
That's total. Mm-hmm. Wow, a lot. Holy cow.
Yeah, so that's the strengthening of the pelvic floor.
Okay, I thank you for that. I think I still know nothing about anything you just said.
Okay, well, you can Google it on your own.
Put in your chat GPT.
No offense, Katie, I enjoyed Jason's explanation more.
That's fine.
Isn't it like fall apart and get all droopy?
It's falling out there, right?
Yeah. I did say it disintegrates. I did say that.
You did say that.